form in his wake, and on each new passage through them, they showed a worse situation. Altix had come to accept, some time ago, that he was not observing the progress of a war. He was watching the fall of his empire in real time. And for all the certain confidence he knew a king should feel, it was beginning to get to him. With a brief crash of interstitial static, a scythe-class cruiser foundered off his left shoulder, its drive sepulchre rupturing under bombardment from six opposing capital ships. Trudging through the spectral gauss-green vapour of its death bloom, Altix tilted his faceplate upwards and watched the crude, blade-proud victors slink onwards towards the now defenceless world it had guarded. The sight of those ships, barely void-worthy and yet free to ransack the legacy of Ithacus, made his core boil with loathing. Humans, he thought, stung by hatred at the thought of the word. This variety of unclean had only staggered into consciousness at the very end of his own people's great sleep. The creatures had blundered through chaotic cycles of expansion and collapse, as the Necrons had slept on, losing great swathes of what meagre advancements they had once achieved. But they had persisted, and were now in what would be the last throes of a period of empire, begun 10,000 years ago by a thuggish mystic on their homeworld. They should have been a triviality, a degenerate martial cult haunting the shell of former conquests. And yet here they were, thought Altix bitterly. And, even armed with such pitiful technology as they were, they used solid munitions. By the Triarchs, they were sweeping away the entire Empire of Ithacus, once the bastion of Necrontyr power in the Galactic West. A crusade, the humans called this warfleet. A tidal wave of superstition and hatred, manifesting as an armada thousands of ships strong. It had been sighted months ago, approaching Seda, the fringe world where Altix had waited out the centuries in exile. He had known then that the unclean fleet would be the doom of Ithacus. Once, such a foe would have been laughable, but the dynasty had become weak, rotting from the inside, as Unas, its dynast, had languished in madness. Now, like some ancient, dull-witted beast, the kingdom had been all but devoured alive before it even knew it was under attack. For all his bitterness towards the king who had cast him out, Altix had not been able to stand aside and watch it all be swept away. After the armada had been sighted, he had travelled to the crown world Antikef, risking death in breaching the terms of his exile, to plead for the defence of the realm. First, he had gone to Kynars Jisiras, his elder, and the heir to the throne. But crippled by his loyalty to Unas, Jisiras had offered nothing. Then, with no other roads left to him, Altix had gone to Unas himself. It had not gone well. The king's court, it had transpired, had fallen to the Flayer curse in the years of Altix's absence, and so had the king. Unas had collapsed entirely into degeneracy, becoming little more than a puppet to his honourless adviser, Hemion. The treacherous courtier had stripped Altix of all of his royal enhancements, imprisoning him in the desecrated vault of Ithaca the Founder, along with a menagerie of horrors. In the depths of that decaying ziggurat, Altix had come to the brink of losing his own mind. But in the end, Jisiras had seen sense. While Altix had been imprisoned, his elder had rallied those few worlds still willing and able to fight, and had scraped together a fleet for the final, desperate defence of Antikef. With the battle raging, and hundreds of capital ships clashing across the breadth of the home system, Jisiras had stormed Unas's palace himself, delivering Altix from destruction, so that they might fight together.
And how they had fought, Altix lamented.
Within the walls of the crumbling necropolis, the two scions had commanded the defence of the capital against staggering odds. For a full solar cycle, starships had fallen like rain across the crown world's deserts, until Altix had almost begun to wonder if the dynasty would weather the storm. But then, the landing craft had come. Altix's ocular array flagged motion to his right. As if summoned from his engrammatic strata, a cluster of crude, bulky shapes lumbered in from the edge of the nearest projection, on a slow approach to the world of Gesect. They were